Special postoperative care will be required in certain types of surgery, which is not essential in other types of surgery. There are, however, certain procedures and precautions that apply to all patients who have had surgery. Even the simplest surgical procedure is dangerous to the patient. The time of greatest danger is immediately after surgery, when all the body systems are recovering from the stress caused by the surgery, the anesthetic, and medications that may have been given to relax muscles or to make the anesthetic more effective. Immediately following surgery, the anesthesiologist or nurse wheels the patient to the recovery room. This unit is a part of the surgical suite. Here, patients are observed for their progress in recovery from the effects of anesthesia and return to consciousness. The patients are watched closely and monitored carefully at short intervals. Patients in the recovery room lie on stretchers rather than beds for ease in moving them from the recovery room to their wards. Each patient unit in the recovery room is fitted with oxygen and suction equipment, and resuscitation equipment is close by. Upon arrival in the recovery room, some patients still have an endotracheal tube in place to facilitate adequate respirations. The patients usually reject the endotracheal tube as they resume consciousness. In the recovery room, extra intravenous lines may be in place for delivery of special fluids or blood. Patients who have undergone extremely complex or risky surgery may be taken to an intensive care unit. Close monitoring of the post-operative patient continues to be a necessity when the patient has returned to their wards. Freedom from complications is the appropriate nursing observations. In most institutions, surgery automatically cancels all preoperative orders.